silhouette walking through the flame. One of dozens of children when the missiles came. Who were burned alive in the classrooms where they lay. Crying through the missile strikes, hoping that they may be alive in the morning, but these kids will not live to feel the hunger that had become their lot. Since the famine imposed, along with the burning skies, that incinerate their bodies in the classroom where they died. And it's another night in Gaza, the worst place to be born. If you want to have a child who might wake up in the morn. In Israel's war on children, this weekend was another one. From the time the evening came to the rising of the sun. That more kids would be slaughtered could be completely assured. The only question was, this time would they be yours? And it's another night in Gaza, the worst place to be born. If you want to have a child who might wake up in the morn. The doctor worked, saving human lives. While she was on duty, the missile arrived to her home and to her sons and her daughters as well. Burned and buried as the four walls fell. And it's another night in Gaza, the worst place to be born. If you want to have a child who might wake up in the morn. Every night like this one, another night of kindercide. Everywhere the stench from all the corpses trapped inside. Charred body parts are scattered, charred survivors breathe their last. Surrounded by charred ruins as they wait for the next blast. And it's another night in Gaza, the worst place to be born. If you want to have a child who might wake up in the morn. It's another night in Gaza, the worst place to be born. If you want to have a child who might wake up in the morn.